Well-Suited Kingston, we believe in creating a welcoming and inclusive environment for all men, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender identity, sexual orientation, ability, age, or socioeconomic status. Everyone is valued and respected. We celebrate diversity and strive to ensure that all individuals can thrive and reach their full potential with us. Our goal is to promote equity, justice, and inclusion in all that we do, both within our team and in our community engagement efforts. For more information about Well-Suited Kingston, head to their website at wellsuitedkingston.com.
We are back in action here, folks. Second period of hockey action brought to you by Well-Suited Kingston. You just heard a word from our sponsors. Gale's offensive zone breakout here. Hutchison looking to connect on an entry pass. Denied. RMC back the other way. 2-1 is your score line if you're just joining us. 140th anniversary of the world's oldest hockey rivalry. Here at the Slush Puppy Place, we've got a 4-on-2 break for the Gales. Perrick with control over to Castle. Castle back to Perrick. Shot from Perrick, blocked. Puck leaks out of the offensive zone. Gales will have to reset and restart. Penalty on the Paladins. Gales do still have possession, so they're going to get a chance to make a six-man rush here. Lose possession, you get the penalty. Shot on net, blocked, tipped. Very nearly a 3-1 scoreline. Cycled back out, another shot, another calamity in front of the Paladins' net. Ultimately results in nothing else on the scoreboard, but the Gales will get their first power play of this evening's contest. Just waiting for the replay here. I didn't see what the penalty was, but I can tell you who it's on. Number 63, Liam Service, takes a penalty there. So the Gales will get an offensive zone power play face-off here, leading 2-1 in what has been a closely contested Carr-Harris Cup. Perrick with the pass. Shot on net is wide. That will break out of the zone. So the Gales will try again. Perrick with control behind his own net. Breakout pass over center ice. Amen. Back to Perrick at the point. Perrick's shot is wide. Corralled by the Gales. Antti's pass eventually makes its way back up to Perrick. Perrick with another shot. Good work in front of the Paladins' net to screen that shot, but Ethan Morrow able to secure the save and stop the action. 17 minutes, 40 seconds to play in our second period here. Gales lead by a score of 2-1. Derek Hamilton taking the offensive zone faceoff. Brock McNaughton, the defensive. And that puck is going to clear the zone. McNaughton in pursuit. But there are four Gales back there. Hamilton taking this one up the ice. With speed along the left-hand side. Drops that one off. Cycled back to the point. Over to Ian Lemieux. Lemieux drops it off. Nice hot pass across the offensive zone. Back up top to Lemieux. Shot is stopped, but the rebound is loose. Gales recover the rebound, still threatening here. Nice shot from Ian Lemieux. Another beauty. Oh, Lemieux misses a golden opportunity. Great heads-up defensive play there from the Paladins. Gales still in control in the offensive zone. Lemieux, another shot. This one does go wide on the stick side, but Queens, no rest for the Wicked, still putting the pressure on this power play, leading 2-1, trying to extend that lead. RMC, give them credit, playing their longtime rivals tough, and they will clear that one and end the power play. So we are back to even strength, 16 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the second period. Pass is picked off at center ice. Faustin's pass is knocked away, but RMC still threatening. No penalty. There was a bit of a fracas. Shot on net is saved by Tanner Wickware. And with just a shade under 16 minutes to play in our second period, brought to you, of course, by our friends at Well-Suited Kingston, Gales still nursing a one-goal lead. I was at Well-Suited Kingston earlier this week, worked with Terry, also a great volunteer for the station. He got me set up. We went in. I had my run of the place. A ton of great sizes and suits available. If you're someone like me with a larger carriage, larger frame, they had no shortage of top-notch options. Gotta love what you see with Well-Suited Kingston. RMC threatening in the Queens offensive zone. Pass down to the net is wide. Gales take control, break out of the zone, leading 2-1, and looking for more. The puck catawampus in the corner there before the Paladins eventually do take possession. Pass to Blake. Blake to Pascal, the lone goal scorer for RMC here tonight. Perrick, he is just so physical and so technically sound. Shuts down what could have been a very threatening offensive possession. Puck does slip out of the Queen's zone in the neutral zone. Presswich passes it back. Knox loses possession there, and the Gales are going to look for and make a pass along the boards into the corner. Queens will regain possession here. Chip this one back the other way. Lemieux drops this one off. Shot is wide over the stick side. Gales maintain possession at the point behind the net in Gretzky's office. But we're not necessarily going to see a Gretzky-like play there, as RMC has effectively diffused this offensive chance, but they will ice the puck. So with 14 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in our second period, same score line we left you with, 2-1. An eventful first period of action. And although we haven't seen the same early fireworks in the second, the pace and the compete level has been very high. Faceoff won by the Gales. Over to Lemieux. Lemieux shot low on the glove side, well placed, but ultimately corralled by Ethan Morrow. Lemieux scored late in the first period, a point blast, top shelf. Flummoxed on that one by Ethan Morrow. Gales have 19 shots. Paladins just 8. So Morrow has been busy. And for the most part, he has been good. RMC 2 wins on the season. Looking to make it 3 here tonight and snap a 7-year drought here in the Carr-Harris Cup. Queens playing for their playoff lives. That hunger, that determination on display here. Behind the net. Out front, unable to connect on that pass. But Ian Lemieux will make a safe pass off the boards. Nolan Hutchison, one of the team's leading scorers, cycles that one around. And Hutchison very nearly had a rebound opportunity. Morrow with another save. Gales maintain possession. Derek Hamilton tries to drop this one off. Noah Matulu will end up with the puck here, deep in his own end. Beautiful entry pass. Shot just wide. Wickware got just enough of that one to send it careening into the boards. Good scoring opportunity there, set up by a great pass from Matulu. Gales trying to break this out of their own zone. And they will do so. Not out of the woods yet, but that icing call will set them up with preferential positioning deep in the RMC zone. So a lot of action, but nothing to celebrate for either side so far. This is the Carr Harris Cup here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. A rare trip down to the rink for yours truly. Usually more of a football guy. Gales maintain possession in the zone, cycling this along the boards. Sebby Johnson with control there, drops it off. Ooh, good job keeping possession at the top of the point for RMC. Does eventually get that puck out of the zone. It was a good play from Michael Renwick to keep it in. Now the Gales are looking to get an offensive rush going. Pass to Darren Kapp is intercepted, but the Gales pick right back up from where they left off. Beautiful move along the boards there. Oh, the pass is shut down by Pym for the Paladins. Perrick, point shot, saved by Morrow. Queens continuing to outwork RMC here. But the Paladins are hanging tough throughout. Although Morrow has faced his fair share of shots, this RMC defense has done a good job of, at the very least, limiting some of the more explosive offensive opportunities. But with the amount of time Queens has spent in RMC's side of the rink, it's only a matter of time before they manage to splash another one past Ethan Morrow. It's hard to win a game when you're spending the majority of it in your own zone, especially as the game goes on. Every line change will become more and more important and more difficult to attain. Over to Peters. Peters puts this one on. Ricochet. Morrow does grab it, but the Gales have it back behind the net. Queens will maintain possession. Looking to cycle this one out. Another beautiful shot. Morrow is sprawling to stop that one. Queens pressure on, looking for another tally to double their lead from 1-2. And if you're a Paladins diehard, an RMC student alumnus, or just someone who loves this squad, you got to be concerned with how long this offensive zone possession has been. Yes, they are getting a line change in, but still, it's a lot of pressure to put on your goaltender, and RMC does get a break the other way. O'Brien with the puck, shoots one on, saved by Wickware, and then quite literally batted out of the air and out of the zone, but we are, it looks like, going to see a penalty issued to the Gales. Perhaps their play was blown dead. We do have, just waiting for the replay here. Yes, Lucas Perrick headed to the box for a cross check. Good turnout tonight here at the Slush Puppy Place. Obviously, with how cold it is, I actually thought it was going to impact the turnout more than it did, but we have a very healthy crowd. A couple thousand people here tonight for the oldest hockey rivalry in the world, renewed here at the Slush Puppy Place. Gales win the shorthanded draw, and they have got a break the other way. Shot and score! One of the leaders on this team, both on the score sheet and on the ice, Nolan Hutchison, makes this a 3-1 game. Shorthanded. Looked like it was deflected off a stick, and it knuckleballs its way over the stick side of Ethan Morrow to extend this lead to 2. Yeah, tough break there for the Paladins. Hutchison, a low wrist shot, ricocheting off the stick, up and over. Another point for Hutchison. He is having a fantastic season for the Gales. And he's coming through in the clutch here when his team needs him most. 3-1 your scoreline. And we were talking about it just a few moments ago. The amount of offensive zone pressure finally pays off for the Gales. It feels like they have spent most of the evening in Ethan Morrow's face. The ice tilted heavily in the Gales' favor. And they get the breakthrough there. Nolan Hutchison up to 19 points. That's 19 for number 19. Tanner Wickware hasn't been tested too much tonight, but he's been good when they needed him. Queens with 28 shots on goal. RMC with 9. And Queens now a shorthanded goal late in the power play as well. And RMC in trouble deep here as we're just waiting for the score clock to be updated, reflecting the accurate score line of 3-1.
Looking for a game day speaker, visit the Q shop.
Nolan Hutchison. Pushing that mark to a commanding two-goal lead. If you're RMC, you need something here. You don't want this game to slip away, not with how hard you've played. And goals have been hard to come by at times this season for the Paladins. They do have some potent offensive talent, but they haven't quite put it together. They have the lowest goals for on the season, around that 50-goal mark. And they've allowed well over 100 goals, the most in the OUA, just slightly ahead of the York Lions. And I'll say, they did a fantastic job on this program. I love looking at the history of this rivalry. 1986, the first playing in the Carr-Harris Cup lineage, actually was an 8-3 victory for RMC. And then the year after, we had a 7-7 tie. You only get that with 80s hockey as we are back in action here. Gales lead 3-1. Nolan Hutchison scoring the goal. RMC on attack here. And sorry about that. It was early in the power play. So RMC's got about 90 seconds to try and cut into this two-goal lead. Great shot there. Stopped by Wickware. Gloves that one down, but RMC does recover the rebound, and they are still threatening. Oh, a beautiful pass. The one-timer going wide, but RMC still has the puck in the Queen zone. Gallant passes to Blake. Shot from Blake is wide of the net. They will maintain possession. Blake at the point. Bruce Coulthart with the pass to him. Down deep behind the net. Bit of a scrum there. RMC will maintain possession. Coulthart at the point. Passes it down. Beautiful pass. But the follow-up, ultimately unsuccessful as the crowd roars as we are getting more extracurricular action here. The officials stepping in, trying to help cooler heads prevail. But some jawing and some jostling near the trapezoid will ultimately, I think, result in some stern warnings and a penalty on the Paladins. Looks like a slash based on the reaction of the afflicted player, and are both going to the box Yes, indeed. So we get offsetting penalties. One on RMC and one on Cameron Morton for the Gales. Definitely instigated by Gallant. But if you retaliate, you take a seat all the same. So we'll have a 4-on-3 that will eventually give way. Let's see here. We're going to get a 5-on-4 for RMC that will give way to a 5-on-4 for Queens. But RMC will get at least one good shot here. In the zone, nearly deflected in. Stick breaks. RMC shorthanded. Tanner Wickware makes the save there. Okay, I see here, folks. Sorry about that. We are back to 5-on-5. Offsetting penalties. I forgot that Cameron Morton went to the box as well. So power play is over. We are back to even strength for about another minute 43. 10 minutes on the clock here in our second period. Gales with a commanding 3-1 lead here in the Carr Harris Cup. RMC mustering three shots during that power play sequence. Queens has put up 28 total against Ethan Morrow. Lucas Perrick still in the box, but just seconds away from rejoining the fray. Once again, thank you to our sponsor for this evening's broadcast festivities, Well-Suited Kingston. We are definitely going to go past our original 9 p.m. Cutoff date. I imagine we'll probably finish closer to 9:30 here tonight. Once all is said and done. Issues with the score clock, the biggest dampening on proceedings tonight. Crowd getting a little restless, as is your announcer here in the booth.
Yeah. It's been a winning night.
We are just, once again, waiting for the scoreboard to catch up. And we are back in action. 13 seconds left on the Paladin power play, and basically all of that will be negated there with a great clear from the Gales. And just like that, Lucas Perrick out of the box, into the fray. RMC trailing by two, trying to cut into that lead here. As we've seen more physicality in the second period than we saw in the first. Pass is errant. Queens breaking out the other way. An RMC chant here. Tanner passes it over just wide. Kept in play. But Ethan Morrow getting a quick little pass to the glove will shut that play down. And we are back to basically what we've seen for most of this game, which is Queens controlling the pace and location of play. Very nearly another scoring threat there. Puck in the corner. Cycle back to the point. Shot from Lemieux. Is deflected and harmlessly careens the other way. Back up to the point. Renwick, his shot is wide. Corralled by Lemieux behind the net. Good, solid hit there. RMC takes over deep in their own end. O'Brien's pass is deflected. But the Paladins will regain possession. Back to O'Brien. O'Brien takes a hit, but completes the pass. Although it is a little too hot to handle, as we are back into a scrum of sorts in the neutral zone before O'Brien corrals it again. 8 minutes to play here in our second period. RMC holding the puck behind their net. Both teams will get a platoon swap in, more or less. Hamilton forechecking for the Gales. He will wait for his line change. Whoa, bad pass there from the Paladins, picked up by Hutchison. Hutchison centers it, but no shot on net. Puck taken by the Paladins. Isaac Pascal, pass to Blake. Blake knocks that one down the ice for an icing call. 3-1, your score line here. 1 goal in the second period. It's coming courtesy of Nolan Hutchison. 19th point on the season for number 19. Faceoff won by RMC in their zone. And cleared. Michael Renwick carrying the puck here, number 27 for the Gales. Point pass is errant. Puck in the Queen zone. Up along the boards, and then slipping through. No icing, though. Good heads-up play from Sebby Johnson, who has been all over the ice tonight. And we are going to get a penalty on the Gales. And that's a good call by the officials there. Dangerous hit near the boards. Thankfully, nothing serious happening, but that will be a penalty. Gales have been, I would say, undisciplined, but they have certainly had the lion's share of the penalty calls tonight. Now that one on number 13, Samuel Marburg. So RMC will get another power play opportunity. So far, they are 0-2, and they've given up the one shorthanded goal, which is our last goal that has been scored in this game. Faceoff won by the Paladins over to Devin Pym. Pym to O'Brien. O'Brien crosses it over. Back to Pym. O'Brien again. Jostling for position in the front of the net. Shot on net from Pym, just a little bit wide, but a good idea. Wickware screened effectively. RMC continue to cycle this around in the Queen's offensive zone. Isaac Pascal. Pascal to the point, over to O'Brien. O'Brien corrals this one, number 20 for the RMC Paladins. Looking for any opening he can find. Little touch pass there, back to O'Brien. O'Brien crosses it over to number 12, Isaac Pascal. Puck was out in front of the Queen's net, but cycled back up to the point. Shot from O'Brien! And that is a goal for the Paladins, cutting into this 3-1 lead. RMC, they needed that one badly. And that was a great goal from Fisher O'Brien. They held it in the zone. They kept cycling and cycling until they found their angle. Great screen, but an effective snap shot from Fisher O'Brien makes this a one-goal game once more. And it looks like we are in store for a fantastic finish as the RMC contingent is loud once more. They are officially the home team, but they may also be spiritually the home team here tonight, closer across the causeway than campus. And on a night this cold, hard to get that reticent Queens populace out. Pass into the RMC zone is effectively defended. We've got to break the other way. Shot is blocked. Guess who? Lucas Perrick. He has been so good tonight. Another shot on net. This one errant from the Paladins. Puck still in the queen zone until Perrick does successfully clear it. Brock McNaughton with the puck here. 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play in our second period. One score game once more. Queens look so dominant early here in the second. RMC, thanks to a penalty, cutting into this two-goal lead. Paladins playing for pride and for the right to lift the Carr Harris Cup for the first time since 2019. Gales playing for all that and playoff positioning. Coming into tonight on a three-game losing streak. Back the other way. Shot on net. Trickier than it appeared, but saved by Wickware. RMC in control again. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in the second period, 3-2 is your score line. As the Gales, looking to clear this from their zone, will do so. Good pass from Renwick there. Darren Kapp down the right-hand side. Very nearly deflected that one off a Paladin into the net. Queens maintains possession deep in the corner. Pass there, a beauty. Shot saved, five hole by Ethan Morrow. 4 minutes to play in our second period. Tonight's broadcast on CFRC, brought to you by Well-Suited Kingston. Fantastic local not-for-profits do a lot of great work here in the Kingston community. We are grateful for their sponsorship here tonight. They got me looking good and feeling good. Gale's playing good, controlling this puck in the RMC zone. Pass out front is thwarted. O'Brien back the other way over to Mutulu. Mutulu dumps this one in. Corralled by the Gales. Back the other way. As Queens, one goal lead. Looking for more. Crossing pass. Little high and wide. Another pass out front, ricocheting. And RMC will hold firm with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Although their entry pass snuffed out by Lucas Parrish before eventually flying out of bounds harmlessly. This rivalry began 140 years ago. The Carr Harris Cup was established 40 years ago to mark a century of outstanding hockey action. Queens holds the all-time lead, 24 wins to RMC's 11. But we've got a good one here tonight. Shot on net is saved. Back to the point. An attempted point shot will deflect harmlessly. Big Connor Prestwich, going down to where you score goals, which is right in front of the net. Deprived an opportunity there, but the Paladins continue to cycle this puck around. Less than 3 minutes to play here in our second period. Back to Devin Pym, who played an instrumental role in that last goal. RMC still in the zone before Queens does manage to clear it. Line change there for the Gales. Fresh platoon in. Dangerous pass, unpunished by the Paladins. Hutchison's pass just a little wide for Derek Hamilton. Neutral zone, eventually making it into the Queens side of the rink. Wickware, good job handling that one around the trapezoid. Breakout pass. Castle harassed and harangued, but does manage to keep it in RMC's zone. Derek Hamilton, some nice body work there. Over to Peters. Peters cycling in deep behind the net. But the puck is taken away, and RMC back the other way. Dump and chase, the name of the game. As Queens, through the neutral zone, back the other way. Attempted breakout pass is blocked. The second one is successful. Pascal, who scored earlier. Good shot from Isaac Pascal. Saved by Wickware. Behind the net. RMC. In firm control the second half of the second period. Looking for more. Looking to tie this game up. 1:10 to play here in the second. Queens in scramble mode, trying to get this one out of their zone. RMC putting the pressure on. Pascal takes this puck back to the point. Shot from Pym. He was looking for a deflection. He won't find one. Pascal takes the puck again, centering it. Being harangued by Derek Hamilton. Hamilton trying to poke one loose, and Queens does do that. And they will get a line change with less than 45 seconds to play here in our second period. Entry pass tipped and then taken by the Gales. Pass goes long. Will be iced down with 31 seconds to play. We have got a 3-2 score line. Second period. A tale of two halves. Queens dominating for the first 12 minutes or so, including a shorthanded goal. A costly penalty on the Gales has allowed RMC back into this game, and they very nearly tied it there, saved by Wickware. 20 seconds to play in our second period. Another icing. So RMC will get another offensive zone crack at this one. Trying to tie this game at 3. It's been a good one here at Slush Puppy Place. Although, probably a little too cold for a Slush Puppy here tonight. Draw one by the Paladins. Less than 15 seconds. You're going to have to settle for what you can get here. 10 seconds. Actually, less than that. 5. Shot on net is a good one, but Wickware does manage to get a glove on it, and the Gales cleared it and would have had a golden scoring opportunity, but the clock strikes 0, and much like how we ended the first period, we end the second with a 1-goal deficit for the Paladins. Queens looking to close this one out. They've led from whistle to whistle so far. And they will have one more period to try and close this one out. Very entertaining game here at the Slush Puppy Place. Much like before, folks, we are going to throw to a musical interlude. But that follows a quick word from our sponsor. You're going to hear more about our friends at Well Suited Kingston and all the great work they do here in the community. Until then, this is Jesse Bell. I will see you in about 19 minutes time for third and possibly final period hockey action.
CFRC's coverage of the Carr Harris Challenge Cup is brought to you by our local partners, Well Suited Kingston. Located at 853 Princess Street, Well Suited Kingston is a nonprofit charitable organization dedicated to supporting men in career and life. Interested in volunteering or you want to learn more? Then head to wellsuitedkingston.com for more information. Thank you to our friends at Well Suited Kingston. Look good, feel good, do good. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The World Ends at Sunrise, a new single that marks Eudaimonique's official step into the tech house space, drawing inspiration from the high-energy, groove-driven sound popularized by artists like John Summit, while maintaining a personal, club-focused edge. The tracks for the new single were created with the dance floor in mind, blending driving bass lines, infectious rhythms, and modern production techniques. Listeners may be drawn to this release for its fresh perspective and peak time energy. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The World Ends at Sunrise by Eudaimonique on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Presented by Eudaimonique. The world is ending. Hold me. The world is ending. Hold me. We'll be right back.
Eudaimonic. Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Medicine Man, the third single from the Empties' upcoming EP. The song taps into their hard rock influences for a more energetic sound than they've ever done before. Follow the band at The Empties Music on Instagram to stay up to date for upcoming shows and their EP release. And don't forget to check out the CFRC 2025 Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey, happening now via CFRC.ca, where you can vote for your top 10 local singles and albums released in Kingston this year and enter for a chance to win great raffle prizes. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Medicine Man by The Empties on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just a little bit more than enough to get your fix. Oh, babe, I know. 30 years, and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years in Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.